One.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And I just would like to say we had a little bit of a technical difficulty for a really wonderful reason. We had way too many listeners, and the circuits were busy, and we couldn't get connected. But we are connected now to our fantastic guest we have this evening, Dr. Master Shaw. And I will tell you a little bit about Dr. Shaw, but first I'd like to say thank you to BBS Radio, which is who you're listening to. That's bbsradio.com. Don Newsom and Seth over there, thank you so much for creating this platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood. I'm Kate Romero, your host this evening, and my apologies for starting late, but I believe it's never too late for anything. So we're going to have a fantastic show with the time we have left, and I will read just a little bit of the bio about Dr. Master Shaw. He is an extraordinary healer, an advanced spiritual master, and an inspired teacher. He's an MD in China and a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine in China and Canada, the founder of the Institute of Soul Mind Body Medicine, and a best-selling author, a direct lineage holder of 5,000-year-old Buddhist and Taoist secrets. He is also a grandmaster of Tai Chi, Qigong, I Ching, and Feng Shui. Master Shaw has trained in the most advanced cellular healing science now occurring in China, and he is involved in the West in breakthrough research on the effect of spirituality on human system, And believe me, we have a few things we're going to learn this hour with Dr. Shaw. He's a sole Western teacher of body space medicine, which helped contain the SARS epidemic in China. PBS has featured him in two documentaries, and Dr. Master Shaw was recently honored at the United Nations as a recipient of the prestigious Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative Commission Award for his outstanding work in promoting peace and healing. And I'd just like to share with you that within weeks of its release in April of 2006, Dr. Shaw's Soul, Mind, Body Medicine climbed to number 3 in the paperback advice category of the prestigious New York Times bestseller list. Later, it took the Best Books 2006 National Awards for Health, Alternative Medicine. Amazon.com alone sold over 30,000 copies. Dr. Shaw's work represents a new spiritual technology in medicine, which will revolutionize medicine as much as the advent of antibiotics did half a century ago. Dr. Master Shaw's work is the missing link in medicine that unites and unties spiritual and physical healing. Actually, it doesn't untie it, it ties it. Dr. Masaru Emoto, author of The Hidden Messages in Water, adds that Dr. Master Shaw is an important teacher and a wonderful healer with a valuable message about the power of the soul to influence and transform all life. Without further ado, I'd like to bring on Dr. Master Shaw. Hello, Dr. Master Shaw. I'm going to have to choose one of those, master or doctor.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you very much for your interview.
You're welcome. Thank you for being with us. And hello to everybody that's listening out there and all of your wonderful, loyal fans and listeners. I want to also tell our listeners that you just did release 3 months ago Soul Communication, another book that you wrote, and it's now number 2 on the Amazon bestseller list. It sounds to me like the message that you're putting out to the world, Dr. Shaw, is just exactly what we need to nourish our souls.
Yes, and this year we published the Soul Wisdom 1, including soul language, soul song, soul dance, soul movement, and the soul tapping.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, 2 days ago, and we didn't plan for the Amazon.com campaign. But, 2 days ago, in my Soul Enlightenment retreat, and I had, idea, and from the divine, two and a half days, more or less like that. So last night, we noticed our student, and today we did a special campaign, and, we have a lot of, in fact, I'm on my regular free remote healing every Tuesday for, about 4 years, I have about 1,000 people, more or less 500 to 1,000 people regularly all the time. So, and I thanks everybody for great support. This is the teaching from the divine, It teaches everybody how can you open your spiritual channels. You can have a conversation with the divine to receive divine guidance. I want everybody, let me open the line. Everybody, say three times, congratulations for soul communication work.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much for everybody. I think we have how many people here?
Yes, I love it. And I'd like to give everybody your website address so that, being that we're on internet radio, people can just pull up your beautiful website. It's a gorgeous website. It's www.drsha.com. That's www.drsha.com. Please pull that up and take a look at Dr. Shaw's website and sort of poke around while we're talking. Get a real sense of what this wonderful person is up to. And if I may, Dr. Shaw, I would like to just give three things that really moved me about you to our listeners, and that is the message of universal service is I serve humanity and the universe unconditionally. You serve humanity and the universe unconditionally. Together, we serve humanity and the universe unconditionally. And your second empowerment is to teach healing to empower people to heal themselves and others. And the message of that healing is, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world. That's awesome. And the third empowerment is to teach soul wisdom to empower people to transform their lives and enlighten their souls, minds, and bodies. And that empowerment message is, of the soul is, I have the power to transform my life and enlighten my soul, mind, and body. You have the power to transform your life and enlighten your soul, mind, and body. Together, we have the power to transform the world, to enlighten humanity and all souls. And let us join hearts and souls together to create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and the universe. And that's beautiful. So thank you for contributing that.
Yes. So, and let me share a story with all your listeners, with my, about 500 to 1,000 people. So, 2003, I was in the Land Medicine Buddha in the Bay Area. So, I offered the teaching, Divine the King, and I told all the students, about more than 100 students, I said, please stop for a moment. I came from the East, so I learned how to bow to the spiritual master. Nobody is asked to bow to anybody, but I learned this. I said, God is here, and let me bow to the divine.
Aww.
And I bow down to God, and God said, Yigang, today I came, I will release a spiritual law to you. And I said, I'm honored to listen. And God said, this law is named the Universal Service. Then he started upon himself. He said, I am a universal servant. Then he pointed at me. He said, you are the universal servant. And he moved his hand to everybody. He said, everyone and everything is a universal servant. A universal servant offers universal service, including universal love, forgiveness, peace, healing, harmony, and enlightenment. If one offers a little service, receive a little blessing from me and the universe. If one offers more blessing, offers more service, receive more blessing. If one offers unconditional universal service, receive unlimited blessings. Then, after divine shared the wisdom, I made a vow to divine. I said, I'm making a vow to you. I will be an unconditional universal servant, and I'm honored to be a universal servant. So that is the story how I became, how I learned the universal law. I made a vow, and 3 months later, 2003 July, divine came to another event in the Toronto area, and God said, today I came, I choose you as a servant. I said, I'm honored to be a servant. God said, this service is very unique. And from today, if you ask me, so I will offer the blessing to humanity. And I got you will turn to my servant and a channel to offer divine blessings. And for example, can I offer a healing blessing to my, 1,000 people, to all your audience? Let me offer a very advanced healing to everybody now. Do you think it's a good idea?
I think that's a fantastic idea, and I am ready to receive it. And I'm sure everyone else is.
Good. Everybody see down the street. All the radio interview worldwide. I'm honored to be a servant to everybody. Now I want to everybody sit down there, totally relax. You think about the one part of the body. Either your lung, either your back, either your knee, spinal column, thyroid, heart, lung, uterus, any part of the body, you have the health challenges. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do a divine soul operation. Everybody knows a surgeon uses a knife to do a surgery. That is the medical service. I am an MD from China. I'm not offering any medical service. I'm offering divine service, a spiritual a blessing. So divine light will open that area. Now I prepare. Everybody sit down straight. Close your eyes. Think about the one part of the body. I say, dear Master Sha, could you give me a divine soul operation? Totally relax. I'm in a free remote healing. I received the interview. I'm honored. I have a divine direct soul communicator. And the third eye widely open. I do the divine soul operation. I would like, we have Peter Hudoba, Dr. Peter Hudoba. He's a neurosurgeon. He's one of the top neurosurgeons in Canada, former neurosurgeon. But he's MD now, still now. And I'm going to do a divine service, not a medical service. I'm going to do the work, and Dr. Peter Hudoba will exactly tell you in his, he is a spiritual master. He travels around the worldwide. He teaches MDs, scientists. He has done the research for soul transplant. I'm going to do also today and in the show. Then and Peter Hudoba and present research result to 8 international huge medical conference. Now thousands of MDs and scientists understand there's a new service in Mother Earth, soul transplant. Now everybody prepare. Divine soul operation for your request area. Start.
Master Shah has invited the souls of the ill organs in front of him, and they are in a huge mass in front. Master Shah has opened the souls with his divine hands, which are streaming out the divine light, opened up through and is now removing karmic patterns, karmic signatures, which are causing the illness in these organs. He's doing slow motions with his hands, and as he's doing that, the light streaming through his fingers is purifying the souls of organs. He is accelerating the healing process, is now coming to the culmination. There is a lot of dark energies released, sparkles coming out of the light as the light clashes with the dark, and the purification is really reaching the very high level. The light is strong, flooded the organs with a boost after the negative was removed. Master Shah has closed the wounds in the souls and sutured them out with the divine suture and smoothed up the surface of the souls. The divine process ends.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Hudoba. I accomplished the soul operation, and I would like to offer another major divine treasure, which is a soul transplant. Before I offer this, I want everybody to know, you know, I give you one case. There's one man in Chicago who had a kidney failure, 8% of kidney function left. Doctor said, you know, everyone understand 80% of kidney function left, and you know, and the dialysis was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then he found his relative, who's my student. I didn't meet this man, but you know, they ask a blessing. I connect with divine. I offer the divine the soul transplant, which means to change the soul of a kidney. In my soul mind and body medicine teaching, soul wisdom teaching, and all we teach soul communication. And I am teaching soul over the matter, the power of soul. That's why every organ has a soul. When kidney function was a failure, so the soul of a kidney was dark, gray, and no energy. So divine asked me to do a soul transplant for last, 4 years. That's why I offered a divine soul transplant for kidneys that man practiced for 3.5 months. He went back for medical checkup. His kidney completed function again. So basically, I have 1,000 stories in my website. So now I have so many people on the line, in your listeners, my student. I'm going to offer a gift. People can receive these treasures every Sunday. You know, worldwide people, have arthritis, heart, lung. People receive the soul transplant. But today, because, I have such large people, I just offer major treasure to my student. And now for your listeners, for all my students, I would like to offer another soul transplant if you give me a permission. And I could offer this honor to all listeners.
I give you my permission, and I know that those who wish to receive it, that they know that everything is energy, and that the pure energy that you send from love and from the divine is designed to heal whatever is out of alignment with them, and that only good, pure light is coming forth from you, and I understand that that's what you're offering, and with that I receive it, and I give permission for you to give that to our listeners.
Good. And also, I think I would like to ask Dr. Peter Huduba to offer a little bit of teaching for what is the soul transplant, what the research he has done. He traveled worldwide to do, to teach doctors, to share his research report. Can we give him 2 or 3 minutes, a few minutes, to explain the divine soul transplant? Heart and the brain. How about that?
That sounds terrific.
Oh, great.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kudoba. So it's my great honor pleasure to explain the results of our research work from Shah Research Institute in San Francisco. The Master Shah asked us in 2005 to document how the transplant works in the human body, if there is any change when the soul transplant is given. And we designed at that time a double-blind randomized study. We approached it the same way how we would study a new medication at a university. So we designed a very strict protocol, and we found that there were very nice changes observed in the parameters which we expected. So the people expressed more compassion, felt open and more peaceful and so forth. That was the transplant of the heart. And the studies were very, the study results were very encouraging, and then we went we went to several conferences, and I think that I went around in Europe. I went 3 times to talk about it. Then I went
around in Canada and States, and even at United Nations, we presented the results. So it's very nice to see to document that soul transplant, how it behaves and what it can do. And basically, if I was going to explain it to the scientists, the way how I talk at conferences is like, we have the message in every cell, which is telling the cell how to function, and that we call it the DNA. So it is at a material level. The DNA has all the information, all the message, what has to happen to the cell throughout the life. Now, besides that, on the soul level, we can understand soul as something like a soul DNA, that there are all the messages stored, all the information, how the soul of the cell or soul of the organ should regulate that particular organ. So when we change the DNA, like a gene therapy, then the cell starts to work on a physical level differently. And we can the same do on the soul level. Master Sha changed the soul, and then on the soul level, the cells behave differently, and that should transform itself to the physical existence of the cell or of the organ. So I'm very pleased with the results which we achieved. Now we are doing all the research study in the soul transplant, and we are very, very happy, you know, to see how it works, and I look forward in short time to present the results of this new study to audiences around the world. So it's my great privilege to work on this program, and I will return the words to Master Sha.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Hudoba. Can I offer the Divine Soul Transplant to everyone?
Sure. Everyone
Good.
Who is willing to receive it.
Good. Let me open the line to my student and to all my students. Are you happy? Are you happy to receive second divine download tonight? Give me an answer.
Yes,
you can say call. I saw three girls or people.
I think that was a yes.
Yes, because they understand, you know, there are thousands of people worldwide. You know, I have a lady here just in front of me. Great, she's here. I know we didn't plan for this. She has seen the first one almost. I did a soul transplant, and I would like to see a few words. Her story is heart touching. I was in New York. God asked me to do a soul transplant. I met her, and I think before you receive such blessings, you must know this is the honor. And you also must know how to practice. Can I ask her to give her a little bit story to everybody? Hold for a second.
Hi, my name is Diane Gibbons, and I've known Master Sha about 2.5 years. I met him back in New York City, and at the time I met him, I had lupus for about 18 years and had many, many joint problems. And one of my bigger problems was that both of my knees had I had no cartilage left in them, and the doctors, I'd had a couple surgeries, arthroscopies, and the doctors had told me that the only thing that they could do for me at that point was to give me knee replacements. Mm-hmm. And it had really affected my life. I had often had to use a cane to get around, and I couldn't do steps very well. I couldn't go to the market. Sometimes just going through the market was too much for my knee to be on my knees that long. And so I really had to adjust my life to my knees, how my knees were doing that day. And then when I met Master Sha, he was had just gotten the gift from the divine to be able to do soul transplant, and he offered to do that for me as a demo in New York City at a conference. And it was totally amazing. That evening after he did the soul operation or the soul transplant, I was able to get up and walk around the room, get up off my chair much easier than I ever had before, and walk and no pain. And so the next day, my husband and I were staying to be tourists in New York City. And that day, I could walk all day long. I never had to sit down and rest. And I just was able to go and go. In fact, my husband actually at one point told me to slow down. He couldn't keep up with me. And then about 3 weeks after that, we had to go to a wedding. And I had not worn high heel shoes in probably 15 years. And I thought, well, let me try and see. My knees are doing so good. Let me see. And I not only wore the high heel shoes to the wedding, but I was able to dance in them for 3 hours. And my family was there, and they just could not even believe the transformation that had taken place. And I will be forever grateful, and I could never say enough about Soul Transplant and the work of the divine through Master Shaw. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, may I ask you a question?
Great. Letting me off for the download now. How about that?
Okay.
Good. Everybody, sit down street. And all your listeners, go to my website. I welcome you to see this, to read this 1,000 stories. And just like Diane's stories. There's so many. I do not take any credit because I'm the chosen servant for humanity. I'm your servant. And I'm the servant. I just offer divine the soul to you. Everybody think about one part only. Any part of body, knee, shoulder, spinal column, you know, heart, brain, lung, kidneys, whatever. You have your choice to request. Dear soul, mind, and body of all the listeners, the regular listener of the host, and also my student, D1 Soul Transplant of Divine. Everybody give the name, silent. You tell God, one area of the body as a divine treasure. You heard about Diane's story, you heard about the kidney story, feeling the story. Afterwards, I show you how to use. This is a video show. You receive the treasure, you learn, and see how much the divine treasure will serve you. One more time. Divine soul transplant of divine. Put one name, organ, you know, one part of the body, one area of the, one part of the body. Total relax. Silent. Divine soul transplant is a divine golden light soul in heart, lung, kidneys, breast, neck, spinal column, knees. Now everybody do this. For example, you have divine knee, divine knees, divine knees, or divine spinal column, divine back, divine back, divine heart, divine heart, divine neck, divine shoulder, divine thyroid, divine eyes, divine nose. Chanting, this is the way. And also use the fingertips. For example, use liver as example. If just now you receive liver, this is I share in my book Soul Wisdom 1. Use soul tapping. Use a fingertip, do a tapping. Use your fingertips and do a tapping. Quick tapping in the area. Divine liver, 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 divine liver. Or maybe put that in your neck area. If you ask neck, divine neck, divine neck, divine neck, or divine heart, divine heart. This is the way how to practice. There's no time limit. If you do 1 minute, which is great. If you do 5 minutes, better. If you can do more, few times a day, remember divine the soul can heal you and transform your life. Okay? Host?
Yes? Are you finished?
Yeah, I've done already. Yes.
Okay, well, that was interesting. I felt some warmth in my body in the places I was imagining.
Yes.
Yes.
And where you request, you receive the soul, I said, for example, a heart, mm-hmm. or liver, or stomach, you receive divine the liver soul, or mm-hmm. divine the stomach soul. Mm-hmm. But how to practice divine the stomach, divine the stomach, divine stomach, or divine the back, where you ask, you have the soul there. That's why read my soul wisdom book, soul communication book. By the way, your name is Katie, right, Katie?
Yes, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Mm-hmm. Katie, by the way, Katie already announced my website, www.drsha.com. So I'm doing a book campaign. So in next few days, people go to Amazon, people go to Bond of Nova Borders, people go together to work to study how to open the spiritual channels. I will give quite a few divine downloads as appreciation to you. And that the people can exactly, we have so many people join our book campaign, and I cannot reach such New York Times bestseller, which I have a large number of people worldwide. They study with me, they read the book, they practice. That's why for thanking everybody back, when people get one book, two book, few books, to support the mission, to learn, to start, to spread the teaching, then I offer great divine gifts. People just get two books. People receive quite a few divine energy, divine vitality, divine soul transplant, and, you know, has a few packages. I just finished a soul retreat with 200 people in Bay Area, and people get a few more books. People can join my next year, my soul enlightenment retreat. You have a detail today, and people, in one day, people heard about book in Amazon number 2. I appreciate everybody. You can join with our book campaign. You can study soul wisdom. You can study soul communication. And I offer lots of treasures every Tuesday. Join with me like now. You heard about so many people. Every Sunday you can join with me. I have Friday, I have two radio shows by myself. Mm-hmm. So I thank Katie for the opportunities. I serve you. Katie, have any other questions? Let me continue to serve you, your client, serve my student.
Yes. So how does your work, Dr. Shaw, complement Western medicine?
And I think we have no conflict. And when I was in UN last year for the International Medical Conference, and with Dr. Peter Huduba, and, you know, and when I received, you know, an award, you know, they gave me a special award. So on that meeting, and I said, I honor Western medicine. I'm a Western doctor from China. I said, when you get a car accident, when you get an emergency condition, you won't call doctor of alternative medicine or PCM doctors. You will pick a phone to call 911. People laughed. People, because this is the truth. Western medicine is so important for saving life, for diagnosis, and each medicine, Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Vita medicine, all healing modalities, mm-hmm. they have their advantages and disadvantages. The best way for the future medical service or the service for health is to integrate, Eastern, Western medicine and all kind of healing modalities. What I'm doing, soul mind body medicine, soul wisdom, soul communication, is to share the practical tools that to empower people to heal themselves. And the soul communication is to open people's spiritual channel, to do a conversation with the divine and the spiritual guides in the heaven to receive the guidance and to fulfill our life. And the soul wisdom, soul language, soul tapping, soul dancing, soul movement are the practical treasures for healing, for rejuvenation. you know, this is kind of a lot of soul wisdom. What I'm teaching now is beyond the mind over matter. I honor mind over matter. I think mind over matter is not enough. Next step is the soul over matter. Our beloved soul has the power to heal, to bless, to rejuvenate, to prolong life. Divine the soul transplant is the most advanced soul service. Our own soul can heal. Now we do soul transplant. God give a new soul. Of course, that power is beyond your own soul. So, and that's why I wish you study. You know, this is could be a new concept for many people. But, you know, it grows so fast. Soul operation, soul transplant, and soul language, soul song, soul healing, soul transplant. So I am in the soul realm. Mm-hmm. I am sharing soul wisdom.
Mm-hmm. So soul
yes.
over matter is more powerful than mind over matter.
Yeah, mind over matter is very powerful. I think I will see next step is the soul over matter.
Right.
The best way is to integrate the mind over matter and the soul over matter together to serve humanity.
Right. And if everybody were to read your book and really, really get behind the concepts that you're speaking of, which is to open up all of your own spiritual channels, your divine channels within yourself, to allow the soul wisdom within you to come forth and heal your body, mind, and spirit, then if each person does that and ignites that in their own person, in their own being, before long, then we will have a world that is transformed and is pure soul wisdom. Is that correct?
Yes, I think, yes, you're totally correct. Mother Earth is in transition. Globe warmings, earthquake, tsunami, all kind of disasters, and the wars. At a critical period in the history, then the people are searching Asian culture. People are searching for the spiritual wisdom. So I'm honored to share Asian and the spiritual wisdom of Tai Chi, Qigong, Yi Jing, Feng Shui, spiritual wisdom, knowledge to purify your soul, mind, and body, and use the soul power to heal, to
mm-hmm.
bless, to rejuvenate, to prolong your life.
Right, and we just did enter the soul light era, which really began August 8th, 2003, where the great shifts and those who are on duty in the soul world took place, and that is pretty much, is that when you were chosen for this divine work?
Yes, and the 2003 August 8th, that was a so special day,
mm-hmm.
and heaven has a very special conference, and divine decided a direction for next era. The
mm-hmm.
old era ended in that day, a new era started in that day. That's why from that day on 2003 August 8th, it will last 15,000 years. It's named the Soul Light Era. You can see if you do a research on Amazon.com, you could be very surprised. 70-80% of books are soul related.
Yeah.
Everywhere people talk about soul because the people are, you know, but this is the exact direction from the divine, from the universe. That's why I can see and. I'm very honored to be a servant and to share the soul wisdom, soul knowledge, especially offer the soul healing. My Soul Mind and Body Medicine book teaches the technique that everybody has you have the power to heal yourself. Now I offer soul transplant. I'm doing a book campaign, give a major treasure to humanity, and the people learn wisdom. People receive precious treasures. Think about Diane's story. Think about the kidney failure. They suffered enough. Diane suffered 15 years. That man, kidney failure, literally, he was dying. He said that he was dying. And, this is the honor that's why I can be this kind of servant. We can serve humanity together.
Right, right. And what's happening is there's a term called soul searching that's been around forever. And now that term soul searching is really coming to the forefront because things are being provided for the soul 70 or 80% of all the books sold on Amazon, you say, have to do with the soul, and your book, Soul Wisdom and Soul Communication, are groundbreaking for assisting us in achieving that goal of soul searching and to discover how we can use our own souls to help transform
yes.
this world.
Yes.
Yes.
And soul has incredible power. For example, everybody see down the street, my soul wisdom book, I teach people how to sing a soul song. The soul song is the voice of the soul. You know, I have so many people listening. Everybody relax. And next blessing, soul blessing, is to send my soul. I'm going to sing a soul song for you.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. So
1 minute. I only sing 1 minute. Are you close? everybody relax.
Okay.
E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O, 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 E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O, E-I-O, 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 E-I-E-I-O, 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 E-I-E-I-O. Thank you for the opportunity. My students still alive for a little bit. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you, Dr. Shaw. And I just want to say to everybody, thank you for your patience with the technical difficulties we had in the beginning of the show, but it was for a wonderful reason. It was because we had so many listeners tonight that we could not get a circuit that wasn't busy. But thank you so much, everyone, and take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourselves. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action. See you next week, and thank you again for listening. And thank you, Don Newsom at BBS Radio. Good night, everyone.